The program now in progress to bring you a special report, Guam. This report will come to you via special military facilities and is being released at this time to the combined American network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a tremendous honor to be able to speak with you today on this momentous occasion. My bosom is filled with pride at this opportunity. On this grand morning, the Army has declared war on the worms. Our sources indicate that worms are multiplying. All reports suggest that worms are adding to their forces as we speak. It seems that the worms are doing math. One general has reported that your children are at risk. Our very way of life is being threatened from underfoot. The general asks, what's to stop them from wanting us dead? What's to stop them from enacting desire? After all, it's the corpses that they're after. Your grandparents, your children, your pets. Well, what's to stop them? Us. As we speak, special forces have been deployed. Compost heaps across this great nation have been outlawed and are under surveillance. It is no idle threat. We suggest that you keep your eyes open. We suggest that you keep your ears pure. Take special note of your co-workers' behavior. Make sure that your friends truly are your friends. Anyone harboring worms in their gardens or greenhouses of evil will be deemed a traitor and found guilty without trial or jury. They will be punished in accordance with the most furious justice possible. It's safe to say, in the heartland of our fine nation, at this moment farms are being confiscated, farmers interrogated, farmhands deported back to where they came. No rock will be left unturned, because that's where the worms live. The worms live in the mud. The worms live inside caves in this earth. They must be rooted out wherever they are. And to all those trembling lower lip protesters and naysayers, to all the doubting Donnas of the commie hippie left trying to corrupt our youth, I ask you this, oh Mary, Mary quite contrary, how does your garden grow? You'd better know, because we will find out whether or not it's with worms. They are everywhere. Just because you see no danger does not mean that there isn't any. Just because you feel no fear does not mean you won't. Feel free to worry, but rest assured, at this moment, elaborate weather machines are being created to help us control the Earth's atmosphere. Satellites will be launched into outer space, and from space, we will be protected. From space, we will make it rain. From space, we will draw the worms out into the streets, where we'll stomp the spineless buggers with our boot heels. Flesh and spirit will be conquered, and nothing will stop us from our most devoted goal, peace in our time through war. It is our manifest destiny as the human race. And at that time, we will celebrate our freedom with the strengthening of our borders. We will celebrate our borders with the building of brand new walls. For once we are done with the worms, then it's on to the maggots, the lice, the bugs, the grubs, the mites, the ticks, the shiny black-shelled beetles, and of course, the cockroaches. We will not stop until all are free. We will not stop until we have defeated our invisible enemy and every man, woman, and child in our great country is secure. But until that goal is firmly established, I ask you to help us accomplish it. Clasp your hands together righteously. Furrow your brows. Sweat a little. Pray for peace. And pray for war as well.
At the historic instant when the first atomic bomb seemed to charge out of the bowels of the earth, Professor George Kistakovsky remarked, I am sure that on doomsday, in the last millisecond, the last man on earth will see what we have just seen.